Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please. My name is Snark Dude. What?
Sorry, Snark Dude. I'm still eating those delicious peaches.
What do you mean peaches, Daffodil? Come on.
At that last place we stopped, the lady in the kitchen was making peach pie, and she gave me a handful of peaches.
Peaches? What
yeah.
are... Those things you fed me. They're good.
They're from Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, cool. And, you didn't say anything about the lamp, Daffodil.
What lamp?
The lamp that we have in the van now.
You mean the alien life form thing?
No. Yeah, but it's got the color of a peach. It's got that orange glow. Come on.
My peaches are peach colored. They're not orange.
Well, peaches is peach, and peach, and well, you know, it's sort of an orange color. I got a lava lamp. I got it at a sidewalk sale along the sidewalk. It apparently, you know, it's like an open flea market or something. $3, man!
It works.
And it just, like, looks freaky. It's like something out of the 60s.
We have to take video of it doing its lava thing because it's very, very, very strange.
Oh, there's an idea. Musically on the show this week, we celebrate science!
Speaking of alien life forms.
Yes, science for sure, isn't
it? We sing about Sasquatches and why does the sun shine a little later on. On the celebrity slip-up that man that's made
Another
a career.
Space guy.
Yes, he's made a career of making slip-ups that seem to be very popular. William Shatner in Space Truckin'. Coming up a little later on. But we got two easy-listening music guys that on occasion like to experiment a little bit. And there's a couple of experiments they've done. Ferranti and Teicher with disco versions of The Wedding March coming up shortly. But we're starting off with that classic Chopsticks disco version right here on
Cheese, Please.
We'll be right back. Okay, let's go. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please.
And I tell you, if a Ponch or John from the TV series Chips ever made a wedding or had
got
a wedding.
Got married.
Yeah, got married. I'm sorry, had a wedding, whatever.
The bride.
That is the version they would play at the wedding, I swear. You remember
the
that
bride
TV
would
show?
Walk down the aisle to that.
You remember the TV show? I mean, it's all disco music. Even when they were in Hot Pursuit, it was disco music coming out of nowhere. So I thought, you know, I mean, that would make sense if either Ponch or John got married. But there were swinging singles who would head out to the discotheque all the time. And, well, just a thought anyway.
My name is Bachelor Dudes.
Yeah, exactly. My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please.
It is Cheese Please.
And I'm getting into this mood of my lava lamp, Daffodil, setting the mood for the show this week.
You're thinking there's something scientific about the lava lamp, don't you?
I'm getting mellow. I'm just watching this thing of globs of goo just going up and down the lava lamp.
in an orange glow.
It's kind of a reddish orange.
I'm expecting Mulder or Scully to pop out any time.
Well, it does have a kind of an alien look to it right now.
Yeah, it's just there's no alien embryo, but it's just...
That's what it looks like.
Oh, I might take that Chopstick song and put that as the soundtrack to 3 minutes of the Lava Lamp. On our Facebook group.
Now, the music's too fast.
Oh, okay.
The lava lamp is kind of slow and easy.
Okay, fine. Let's get into some science now.
It's time to blind you with our science.
We're going
to
blind you with science! Well, sort of. What can you tell me about a few things here?
Well, I can tell you that why does the sun shine? By They Might Be Giants, which is one of our science songs.
Yes.
Was actually a cover version.
Oh.
Of a song by Hi Zarit from a 1959 album called Space Songs.
Oh, well, hey. I don't know what to say.
However,
other than that.
They actually rearranged it to make it a little more up-tempo than the original.
Well, that's good. As a matter of fact, we're going to hear from Schoolhouse Rock veteran Bob Duro. Who sung many of the songs to tell us about not to be a carbon Sasquatch? Okay.
Sasquatch?
Sasquatch. You know, that big hairy thing. Don't
Bigfoot.
Be a carbon...
Don't be a carbon Bigfoot.
Yeah, okay. That's coming up shortly, but we're starting off with the song you mentioned, They Might Be Giants. And why does the sun shine? Good thing it does. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth, there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light, we need its heat, we need its energy. Without the sun, without a doubt, there'd be no you and me. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot.
It is so hot that everything on it is a gas: iron, copper, aluminum, and many others.
The sun is large.
If the sun were hollow, a million Earths could fit inside. And yet, the sun is only a middle-sized star.
The sun is far away.
About 93 million miles away. And that's why it looks so small.
And even when it's out of sight, the sun shines night and day. The sun gives heat, the sun gives light, the sunlight that we see. The sunlight comes from our own sun's atomic energy.
Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun come from the nuclear reactions of hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
We have major traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
For years, this legend has been told of a creature seldom seen. He leaves a footprint so immense it could make a grown man scream. Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Yeti, he goes by all those names. But now there's something scarier and our world's not quite the same. There are beasts who are leaving footprints that make Bigfoot's track look small. And they're messing up our atmosphere, so heed this wake-up call. We call them carbon footprints and they're made of CO2. And who's leaving these big footprints? Well, I'm afraid it's me and you. So here's what to do and here's what to watch. Don't be a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Now first, you have to know a carbon footprint's definition. It's a way to measure how you help make greenhouse gas emissions. Now wait a minute, I hear you say,
my footprint's not that big, no way.
Well, let's just see how your footprint grows as you move throughout your day. First you turn on your computer and play games for hours and hours. Don't you know some chimney's spewing smoke to generate that power? Then you turn to television, but you leave the PC running. Your share of greenhouse gas adds up to a number that's quite stunning. You gotta learn what to do and what to watch. Don't be a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
A smaller footprint means less pollution.
Sasquatch.
With a few small steps, we can find a solution.
It's time for soccer practice, and Mom will take you there by car. But are you sure that's what you really need? Hey, the field is not that far. You could run or walk to soccer practice and keep yourself in shape. And then the car won't burn that fossil fuel, letting greenhouse gas escape. Your breakfast, lunch, and snacks and dinner have consequences too. With packaging and refrigeration, you're gonna need a bigger shoe. We buy so much imported food that comes from oh so far. Try the farmer's market and get some food that's grown right where you are. So now you know what to do and what to watch to keep from being a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
You can see the whole world's one big carbon stomping ground. So to save the earth, you've got to help to spread this word around. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and help our planet to rebound.
A smaller footprint means less pollution. With a few small steps, we can find a solution.
Now you know what to do and what to watch. Don't be a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
We all need a smaller footprint.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
Smaller footprints mean less pollution.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
Don't be a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
It might not be a good idea to play that song for Billy Bob.
Why?
Because he's got size 14 feet. And there ain't nothing small about his footprint.
Is he hairy, though, like a Sasquatch? Huh?
You'd have to ask Lurleen that question, because I'm not sure.
Schoolhouse Rock fame Bob Duro and Don't Be a Carbon Sasquatch. Environmentally friendly, we try to be on the show every so often. And before that, it was They Might Be Giants and Why Does the Sun Shine? And
the sun is a mass of incandescent gas.
Yeah, some great facts this week on the show. We're trying to educate all our listeners to be, let's see, reduce, reuse, recycle, and where the sun comes from. What?
I don't think it...
What?
There are a lot of things in the sun song that are perhaps not quite correct.
What?
But back in the 50s, it's what people thought, so we'll just let it go.
You mean that's not correct?
Well, the sun is not a mass of incandescent gas.
Oh.
The sun is a miasma of incandescent plasma.
Oh, well, I'm glad you corrected it. I tried to educate the listener every week and maybe put a smile on their face and learn stuff, but like, you know, how to work a lava lamp. But, you know, you take out my thunder, Daffodil.
Well, I'll tell you what. Instead of talking about your thunder, let's talk about the great Mr. Shatner.
Why not? But let's do this first!
And now it's time for the Keys, Please!
On the slip-up this week, we have
William Shatner. Bones.
What?
I hate your Shatner impression. I'm sorry.
Why?
I actually like William Shatner.
Why? Come on.
Because he embraces everything he does with authenticity.
Yeah. Authenticity. William
Shatner.
He embraces
everything he does.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
With authenticity. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't be able to pull it off.
What do you mean he's dead, Bones?
He's dead, Jim.
What do you mean he's dead? He's not a red shirt.
What?
What's the song? I've not heard of this one before.
The song actually is from a group called Deep Purple, from what I understand. And this is called, it's an appropriate song for him to do. It's called Space Truckin'. Right here on
Cheese Pleasin'.
On Venus. We always had a ball on Mars, meeting all the groovy people. We've rocked the Milky Way so far. We danced around with Borealis. We're space trucking round the stars. Come on! Come on! Come on, let's go space trucking! Come on! Come on! Come on, let's go space trucking! Remember when we did the moonshot and Pony Trekker led the way? We'd move to the Canaveral moonstop when every knot would dance and sway. We got music in our solar system. We're space trucking around the stars. But now we got a new machine. Yeah, 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 yeah! The freak said, man, those cats can really swing. They got music in their solar system. They rock round the Milky Way. They dance round the Borealis. They're space trucking every day. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Let's go space trucking! Come on! Come on! Come on! Let's go space trucking!
Please, and you know, sometimes even some of the songs that I play on the show are a little too much for me. William Shatner and space trucking, and if he sang like that, and I was on a spaceship, I don't care if it's a garbage scow, I wouldn't get on the same spaceship as he is.
Where's the escape pod?
I'll hide in the escape pod with C-3PO and R2-D2 before I'd actually go in some kind of spaceship if he's singing like that. That's just crazy. I can't believe people pay for that.
But they do.
Oh, those hardcore fans. I wonder, his TV show, T.J. Hooker, what do they call fans of T.J. Hooker? Hookies? Huh?
T-Hooks?
T-Hooks? I mean, Trekkers or Star Trek fans. Don't call them Trekkies, they won't like it.
I feel fairly confident in saying
there
probably aren't enough fans of T.J. Hooker that they need to have a cutesy name.
Well, that's good, I think. Anyway, let's do this, please. He's dead, Jim! Okay.
Gracious.
Yeah, have to get it out this week. We're really going way back. 1907, number 38 song for the year, in case he wasn't counting them down back then. The Birds on Nellie's Hat. Helen Trick sending off the show. Until next week, folks.
That was Snarf Dude and Daffodil. This is Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. Thanks for joining us, and have a great week.
We made it.
The Bird on Nellie's Hat, sung by Helen Trick, Edison Records.
Every Saturday, Willie got his pay. Then he called for Nell. Trousers neatly pressed and a nice white vest. Buttonhole bouquet as well. On Nellie's little hat, there was a little bird. The little bird knew lots of things, he did upon my word. And in his quiet way, he had a lot to say. As the lowers strolled along, I'll be your little honey, I will promise that. Said Nellie, as she rolled her dreamy eyes. It's a shame to take the money, said the bird on Nellie's hat. Last night she said the same to Johnny Wise. Then to Nellie, Willie whispered as they fondly kissed. I'll bet that you will never kiss like that. Well, he don't know Nellie like I do. Said the salty little bird on Nellie's hat. Autumn came along, love young Remo wrong. Will went round to call. Servant with a grin said, she's not in. Nellie's gone away, that's all. So on Willie's heart was broke. His life seemed all in vain. Until upon Fifth Avenue he met his Nell again. Said he, we meet once more. Said she loves dreamies all. But we can be real good friends. And I'll keep your present, Tommy, just for old time's sake. Said Nellie, as she rolled her dreamy eyes. It's a shame to take a money, set the bird on Nellie's hat. Oh, Willie, Willie, when will you be wise? Well, but how about the diamond engagement ring? Of course, said Willie, you'll return me that. Well, you don't know Nellie like I do, said the salty little bird on Nellie's hat.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.